Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright
lights. With tonight's guest, founder of Radical Expansion, Chris Ty Melodista, and performance guest, Victory Jones.
Look at the night sky.
I am Mark Legere. And now, our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
In the wonderful yet short time that I've gotten to experience our guest and our performance guest and gotten into their work, it feels like already I'm sensing so much wisdom, so much connection that they are bringing to their work, each in their own way. And so many things came out of the various conversations that I've had throughout with both our guest and our performance guest. And one of the things as a coach that I really appreciated what our guest said, so many things actually, but speaking to our guest, he says that you cannot make a better world if you don't make others better than you. And I thought that was so profound and almost like a sign from God immediately after. As I was posting about our show and sharing on LinkedIn, I saw that our past guest, Dr. Nala Budiab, posted, "True leaders don't create followers, they create more leaders." And how true is that? And when we think of creating more leaders, and what about us being created? And so again, I found this that came right onto my newsfeed. Don't know who originally wrote this, but maybe you've all seen it. I won't read it all. But in order to be born, you needed 2 parents, 4 grandparents, 8 great grandparents, 16 second great grandparents. And it goes on, 32, 64, 128. And then it ends like this. For you to be born today, from 12 previous generations, you needed a total of 4,094 ancestors over the last 400 years. Think for a moment about how many struggles, how many battles, how much sadness, happiness, love, stories, and hope for the future that your ancestors had to undergo for you to exist in this present moment. You are the dream of many ancestors. And I want to add to that, as perfect as that is, I want to add to that, and how many mistakes or failures or lessons or learnings, and that ties into today's conversation as well, that I can't wait to get into.
That's a great monologue, Filippo, and it really taps into, I was considering as we were coming towards the show tonight, how proud I am of us and how blessed we are to have brought forth so many leaders and focus so specifically on authenticity and skill set and leadership in all these different areas. And tonight's powerhouse duo, both our guest and our...
Hear, hear. Mark, you're cutting out a bit, so want to make sure you got it all in.
No, that's, I don't know what was lost, but that's good. Just go ahead, take it away.
Okay. Well, we've titled this episode of the show, Open Your Mind and Broaden Your Tribe. This is our episode 741. Our interview guest is martial arts master, MMA competition athlete, author, and founder of Radical Expansion, Chris Ty. Welcome, Chris, to the Life Changes Show.
Hey, Filippo. Hey, Victory. Hi, Mark. Hey, everybody. I'm so excited to be here with you. It's such a privilege, and I wish we're going to co-create something beautiful, impactful, and inspiring people.
I'm not surprised you start that way, as you've just set an intention and for how you wish for this to go. And it reminds me of something that, of how you start your day. So can we share that with the audience?
Oh, yes, for sure. It's called priming. Basically, it's like Every morning when I wake up, I ask to myself, who am I? Deeply, who am I? Not my name, but who am I? And how I choose to show myself to the world. And after that, I practice. My practice is made of breath work, meditation, and movement. The practice is, doesn't mean to be like very long. I don't practice for to be better at practice. I practice for to be better at life. So to create a ritual. And every time I co-create with people, I talk about ritual. Ritual means habit with sacredness, with awareness, with presence, and with attention. And when you do that, something magical happens, because before to let life or situation or people priming you, something happen and now your emotion or your mood change, you start to priming yourself. Like that, the way you engage with life is going to be more in your control. And yoga, we love to talk about yama and niyamas, how I restrain myself with myself and how I restrain myself with the world, because you don't have freedom with that frame. Does it make sense?
You don't have freedom without what?
Frame. You need a frame for to be free, because it's like, in my lineage, we said, if you are in the desert and you have nothing in front of you, behind, above, but you have food, water, everything you need, you will be lost. And you need a frame for to be free, and a structure. You need values, and this will give you more freedom and meaning, purpose. This is what we're meant to be. Does it make sense now?
It's interesting, actually. You said a couple things in our last conversation that made so much sense, but we really had to look at it. So another example. So that's a great one. So let's not go so quickly past it. You do not have freedom without frame and structure. That's brilliant. And I think I'm going to go back and listen to that in the show. But one of the things you said when we talked, you need positive and negative. Like you said, why didn't God, people might ask, why didn't God create a positive world? Or why can't we just all be positive all the time?
Wow. So people see the things as duality. It's all about polarity. You want to create a baby, it's not duality, a man and woman, it's polarity. Like electricity is not positive and positive, is negative and positive, and you have electricity. It's polarity, it's what creates this energy. And so we sense world like a duality. No, it's, for me, this is make us complete. And most of the time, we see life like we watch our life through a key door, but really life happens if we open the door. So it's much broader, much bigger as we can see. It's where sometimes it's better to see with within, not interoception, just to be within.
Thank you for that. And you're not only a coach, you coach all kinds of people around the world. You are a parent. And so a lot of people might think that to be a parent, that you have to know it all. A lot of people might think to be a coach, you have to know it all. You seem to feel differently.
So what is important here? It's we talk about that. It's to know and believe. And most of the time when people believe is based on, is they believe in something without needing a proof. I believe you, but I don't have a proof. Knowing something, it's based more in fact and experience, and something you chew and you integrate and digest. And now you know. It's like, I know my parents, I know things. And as I was sharing in the beginning, and the Oracle of Delphi, know yourself, and you will know the universe and the gods. And for me, it's knowing oneself, knowing myself. And this is something I'm devoted to. And we can share about that. We are all figuring out. We are all the baby of somebody. Nobody have a shit together. And we're all scared of something. And this is, life is a life lessons. And everybody is worried about so many things and investing in so many things. But in life, what is the most important in life? rather life itself. I'm devoted to life. I'm curious about life. I want to know myself. And it's not about respecting myself or loving myself. It's to embrace this life and to do the best I could with who am I, with what I have. And I will mess up. I accept that because this is a process of life. It, as I shared, is not duality. I'm not a good or a bad. What is the choice I'm going to make today for to be a good human? And that this is my responsibility, my ability to respond to the call of this life. It is not making of nobody else, myself. So life is not a commitment. It's to recommit every day. Like I brush my teeth every morning a few times per day. And life is a recommitment. It's questioning yourself rather to believe things.
So you said nobody has their shit together. I think that's, I love that phrase. And it's so true. And especially nowadays when so many of us are sharing our best looking self or our best thinking self or acting self or dancing self on social media. Some people, especially maybe the kids, get an impression that people are born that perfect and or they're always acting that perfect. And you obviously feel that there's no such thing as failure per se, right?
No. So we can go back at different things. Every time you bring a word for me, something come in my mind. because perfection is mean nothing can be done. It's over. So perfection definitely is death. It means it's over. It's perfect. What you can do. So this seeking perfection, it's like in the Native American, when they do a costume, imagine you have pearls, like black pearls, a line of black pearls, a line of red pearls, a line of white pearls. And one moment in the line of the red pearls, they're going to put a white pearls because they understand what is perfection. This all things is perfection. The only thing that's perfect is this moment, you and me now. It cannot be in another way. So this moment is perfect. So for me to say to my daughter to pretend, it's one of the worst things. Even though like my main goal personally, this is only because it's useful for me. It's not true, it's not wrong, it's not right, no judgment here. Since my daughter was born, I always say to her, you know what? I don't know, and I'm figuring out with you. And it's hard because kids need certainty because they need to, but I'm always there for her. So I got your back, I'm here for you. If shit in the fan, daddy is here, but I don't know everything. And also for me, it's very important because I don't want she grow up. After that, she see all my imperfection in I put two quotes like that around because I want she love me the way I am. Yeah, I will love her in any way because I got a devotion for her. And it's not expectation. When we have babies, we're devoted to our babies. We take care of them. We change the diaper, they poop, and we clean them and everything. It's more like love, it's a devotion. When they get older, we have expectation, and now we get mad because they don't do what we expect from them. So for me, it's a lot of things because I think the way I grew up, so it was a lot of expecting from me. And I share with you, I'm an anarchist. I like order without power. And for me, it's like I need a frame. I need a rules. I need value. But I don't like when people put the expectation on me.
So you bring up your childhood, and there's so much there that it would be fascinating to unpack. And I can't wait for the book to come out so that we could learn so much about your life and your learnings, your studies, and what you're sharing. Now, of course, people can learn from you as a coach. People can learn from your workshops, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But back to your childhood, you say there was much expected of you. So a lot of times people either expect from their kids or the kids look up to what they see on television, their parents watching sports, for example. So they want to be athletes or they want to be something like that. And you said, well, what about all these other things? What are those things? And talk to us about those, please.
So very young, I didn't know. It's like when we will talk about the word radical. Radical mean come from the Latin radix, mean the root. So my root was not a good root. I was very rooted about questioning things, and I think it's like I have an issue with authority. And for me, it's very important. As I shared when I was a kid, I never understood why I have to sit so many hours and listen things or not was very interesting for me, not very useful. And recollecting data and date and things when I want to play, I want to create, do music, drawing. And I have this rule to color inside the line, why I cannot color outside the line, why I have to ask permission to go to the bathroom. It's like, It seems, or what I need a ring bell or bell to tell me when I can play and when I cannot play. All these things met a lot of taming and conditioning, and I will almost say brainwashing. And for me, it's like since the young age, I have this dichotomy. I was disconnected about that. And where I was finding my roots, my foundation was in martial art. Even though I didn't like meditating when I was 6 years old, I didn't understood when I was in the dojo to be in Saiza and meditate, because you don't want to do that when you're a kid. You want to jump, you want to roll, you want to throw, whatever it is, but not meditating. And because I didn't understood, and I was kind of obligated, it's part of the ritual. You remember, a ritual is a sacred habit where you put attention, awareness, presence. Now it's for me, it become natural. And these things is like, I didn't understand in this time. And as Steve Jobs shared, you can only link the dot looking backward, not forward. And it's why in Eastern culture, we trust the journey. We don't question the journey. We just repetition and consistency create excellence. It's how you become black belt. If every day you say, I'm a piece of shit, I'm not good enough, I'm depressed, you will be black belt of I'm not good enough, I'm a piece of crap, or I'm depressed. So for me, I was dedicated to understand excellence come from repetition and consistency.
So there you were in school. And actually, I wanted to go there. You're reading my mind. I wanted to go there. And also, when I was mentioning how the kids say they want to be athletes, or somebody wants you to be a doctor or a lawyer, you were saying, but what about wanting to be a champion of kindness?
Yeah. So thank you, Filippo. For me, this idea become later. It's like, the conditioning about to be something. In nature, it's like a tree is a tree, a bee is a bee. Nothing questions their nature. Only human being, we want to be something we're not. So if I'm too tall, I want to be smaller. If I'm smaller, I want to be bigger. And we're always reaching something is not new, us. And the question is, what is my nature? Who am I? If we talk about to be a tiger or rat, we can talk about that later. And
yes.
And for me, it's like, what about to be an athlete of kindness, a warrior of love, something really useful for my lifetime? Because we die three times. We die the first time, we know this life will end. This will stop because a grandmother died, a friend died, or somebody older than us. And we said, oh, wow, death, life have an end. The second time we die, it's at the moment our own death. It's why you can only conjugate the verb to die in the present, in the past. I mean, I died. I mean, in the future. You can only conjugate the word dying in the future. I will die. When you are dead, you cannot say, you cannot say, I died. You can say, I died. I personally died when I did Bufo. It's DMT. And when I did ayahuasca, but it's another talk. So we die three times. And for me, it's like the last time you die, it's when nobody remember you. Nobody say your name. when nobody will say Filippo or Christai, now we will disappear completely, like we never existed. And for me, it's like, what is the most beautiful impact? To create kindness, to enhance the life of others, to be generous. And we talk about that. What you give is your forever. What you keep is lost at all. And we are just taker. We take from the earth. We take from others. It's hard, so hard to give. And when we experience giving, we feel so good. But we forget about that because our genetic is based on scarcity. When we were before all this century of abundance, everything was scarce. Scarcity was how we were operating. And now it's so much abundance. So, and we don't know how to operate. We still want more, more, more. But when more is enough, when enough is enough.
Wow. Well, I there are so many places we can go with this conversation with Chris Tai. And so I'm not sure where we're going to go when we come back after this, but I know it's going to be great. If you're liking what you're hearing and being inspired, I'm sure you could find Chris on Instagram at Zen Modern Monk on Instagram, or Radical_Expansion. We also have his websites that are coming online at the end of the month. Find them at lifechangesshow.com for Chris Tai. So we'll be right back with more great conversation with Chris. A little later on, we have our Ask Dorothy segment, and then we are joined by singer, songwriter, and sound alchemist Victory Jones here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We've been talking to our interview guest, martial arts master, MMA competition athlete, former, I should say, author, and founder of Radical Expansion, Chris Tai. If you haven't guessed by now, Chris is a coach like probably no other, certainly no other that I know. Chris is the founder of Radical Expansion, a company dedicated to performance coaching through breathwork, movement, and mindfulness. So those are not the first three things I would think of, Chris, when I think of coaching. That's radical.
Yes. Yeah, because it's like when people, most of the time, they think it's stuck in their mind, they're really stuck in their bodies. And we're not rational being, we're emotional being, using or rational for justify our emotion. And if you want something, you find always a way. If not, you will find excuses. And this is how it is. And often it's like people get stuck. And mostly when you learn how to move your body, because your body is always here and now. You cannot move in the past. You cannot move in the future as your breath. You cannot breathe in the past. You cannot breathe in the future. And your mind is pretty good and moving, like jumping past and future. And most of the time when I hear people say be present, it's irrelevant. Everybody is present. When you think about the past and you are depressed or whatever, it's always here and now. When you are scared about the future, it's always here and now. The question is, are you with the present? The word with is much, much relevant here. With the present, I mean, I'm talking with you now. I mean, my office, it's a beautiful sky here in Malibu. And so when I'm with the present, I breathe, I feel here and now, I'm good. The only thing that will trick me is my imagination, because I jump past and future. So for me, using our body can rewire our brain, because the first function of our neurons is not logos talking. The first function of the neurons is to adapt to complex movement. It's where we were doing before. Hunting, mating, building was the first function of our neurons. So movement, it's really relevant. We have four essential needs in life. As a human, I've got four essential needs. The first need is what's going to feed my body, energy, air, oxygen, the water, and the food are my first need. With that air, I will die. With that water, I will die in a few days. With that food, I will die in a few months. The second need is sleep. In the world Guinness Book World Record, you cannot break the record who skips sleep for the longest, because if you do that, your heart will stop, you will die. So you cannot do this world record in the Guinness Book. So sleep is the second need. The third need is connection. A connection is the people who live the longest, and you have that in the Japanese ikigai. Ikigai is the meaning of life, how not just for work. And one of the things of ikigai is the people who have the longest friendship. When you're a friend for school or kids' school or kindergarten or friend for 40 years, it will help you to live longer, because you have something to belong, something to connect with, because bounds is very important for humans. So the third need is affection. It's the last need as a human is movement. If you don't use it, you will lose it. And movement is the first function of your neurons. So yeah, movement. I use the body because most of the time, as I share, people trade the needs for their values. And we value a lot of things, but we mostly trade our value for our needs, because life is tricky and we make some choice or we're not very happy with that. In one moment, it's like, it's like a snowball effect, and it's hard to rewire everything. So the body never lie. You can hold tension. It can lie in a sense, want to trick you, but using your mind makes sense, because we can talk about the vagus nerve. We can talk of so many things, how it's like, it's so relevant nowadays.
Well, this breathing, we all breathe. obviously, but there's breathing and there's breathing. And before you speak to that, I found it very interesting that, so radical expansion is where you work one-on-one with people. Dopamine expansion is the experience where people come together and breathe and move and work together. And you talk about breathing in a way that connects us all.
Yeah. So if we're in the same place, I can agree or disagree with you, but and we're going to breathe the same air. It's a mix of oxygen and carbon dioxide and so many more things. But at the end, if I'm in the same room, I can breathe you. So one of the most beautiful breathing I teach, it's a very simple. It's called breathe like a Buddha or Jesus. It's not religious at all. We can breathe in this way. It's often it's like when you go to a breathwork class, they say inhale the good, so everybody take the good. Exhale the bad, people take as they exhale the bad. Inhale the good, exhale the bad. So basically, you inhale, you feel good. You exhale, you feel bad. And mostly, it's what we do with the planet. We take what is good for us, and we think the world and order is a trash, and we trash our things out. It's okay. It's good. I'm not judging here. It's a one way. After that, you can inhale good, exhale good, inhale good, exhale good. So now it feels good when I inhale, it feels good when I exhale.
Wow.
And the second thing, the third breathing, it's the breath of the alchemist, the breath of Jesus, the breath of Buddha. Can you breathe someone and take the pain of this person? So breathing the pain, the sadness of this person, what if it, or the anger, put that into your heart and breathe out love, kindness, understanding, taking the pain and giving some love. And it's hard to do that all the time. I don't pretend to be a Buddha. I don't pretend I want to become a Jesus. But when I'm aware, I pay attention. I'm with the present. I see the person. I open myself to the person. The pain, I exhale love. Maybe at this point, something can magically happen. A space of more like grounding, a space of more understanding, a space of more welcoming. It's not easy. I never say it's going to be easy. It's simple. Can I take your pain? It transformed this pain in my heart into love, forgiveness, understanding. And I don't know which extent I can do that. And when I practice is mostly what I do.
Well, you use the word radical, and it certainly is, so many of the techniques that you bring sound radical in the sense that a lot of people aren't accustomed to it. One of the things that sounded radical and now is becoming more popular, and you are the very first person certified by the Wim Hof method, right?
Yeah.
In US and France. And so that was radical at one time, which if you want to share real quickly about that.
Yes, it was radical because when it was in 2014, nobody knew except Dutch people, Wim Hof, and really like a handful of people here in US. Yeah, I became the first guy certified by him in 2014. And we were like 12 or 14. He was sleeping on the mattress in the corner of a room with his guitar and his dog. And he not was this person who he is now, this legend. He was a human who had a lot of suffering and searching for answer. And he find the answer through the cold and through breathing. And the science not was straight and all the legend creating with Wim, I think it's wonderful. I think it's amazing human. I think it's very a very generous human. I think it will push you in a way. It will break your beliefs and your limitation. It was from him. After that, Wim Hof is just a human who is unscared of life. Because he lost so much, he had so much pain. He was to the other side. So now he can do incredible things because he's really unscared.
Mm. Mm. Well, actually, unfortunately, we only have a minute or two left, and in a sense, what you're saying about Wim reminded me of some of the conversation that we've had with the experiences you have had ever since you were a child, and in the last minute, because you mentioned it, the tiger and the rat, if you could just encapsulate that for us, because a lot of people might think that they need to be one way or another, aggressive or not. And I started the conversation by asking you a question. MMA, you were the first MMA competitor in France when that was done for the very first time. I did not picture you, and knowing what I knew about you, as an MMA fighter.
Oh, so first of all, it was the first competition in France at the beginning. One of my best friends, Mathieu Nicourt, was a champion there. So anyway, we was doing Japanese jiu-jitsu and we were watching VHS from UFC, the first UFC. It's how we started to train MMA. And so I did the first competition in France of hybrid pancras. It was a style of MMA. And this competition, I have four fights. In the same afternoon, I realized I'm not a tiger. And what I mean I'm not a tiger, we all have decided alpha male and be this and be that. And really, it's like, know your nature. I think it's like we need to take off all this fantasy of movies. And for me, I said, I'm a rat. A rat will avoid any confrontation because it's the nature of the rat. And if you corner a rat, it can be very dangerous, even though a cat will be scared of a rat. Mm. So, because the life of the rat is so in danger now, it's like no other choice. And this is my nature. And because in Chinese, astrologic China, I'm tiger, but my sense is a rat. I'm not scared about to say that because it's important. I don't like confrontation. And if shit hit the fan, I can stand up for myself. And we share about that. Hard time make tough people make easy time, and easy time make fragile people. And I was educated in a hard time. And I know what is hard. I know what is tough. So I don't need to pretend. I want to be an athlete of kindness. I want to be a warrior of love. And I want, it's like as much I can impact and people remember my name until my name disappear. It's because I did good in this life.
Mm, mm. Well, thank you, Chris Tai, everyone. You inspired so much in me. Actually, as we were ending our conversation, you said, "Have a beautiful now," and I feel like we're doing that right now. So, if you're feeling it too, at Zen Modern Monk on Instagram. And also at radical_expansion is where you'll find Chris Tai. And we have his website and more information at Life Changes Show. Go to Chris Tai's page on our website. It's a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Filippo, Mark, and Victoria. I'm very eager to listen to you. And yes, it's like... sometimes just breathing is an act of courage. So don't be so hard on yourself. And we can all mess up and still be lovable. This is important to know.
Mm, thank you for that. And thank you for this, Chris Tai. I feel like this is just the start of a longer conversation someday soon. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
I would like to quickly add, I've been lucky enough to be able to take a series of Chris's classes and some of his experiences, and just hugely authentic. And he brings wisdom. He brings it in an accessible and fun way. And I'm excited to watch this program grow.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Dorothy, this is Marcia in Miami. I have been a lifelong lover of dark chocolate, and now my friends are telling me that dark chocolate is loaded with cadmium and lead, and that I should not be eating it anymore. Please tell me that this is not true, as I love chocolate and can't imagine my life without it.
Dear Marcia, I have also been extra fond of dark chocolate, and I was appalled to learn that there have been warnings about dark chocolate for some time now. And so I researched, to determine if it really is harmful to consume it, and was a little overwhelmed with the information I discovered. Some chocolates are lower in metals than others, and those are the ones I now choose to occasionally consume. And when I do indulge in chocolate, I'm very careful to not overdo my consumption. So please do the research, Marcia, and determine for yourself which chocolates are best for your consumption. I searched by asking if dark chocolate is safe, and so many informative articles popped up. You can find an interesting article at Forbes.com titled, "Is Eating Chocolate Safe? Here's what experts say about the dangers of cadmium and lead." Consumer Reports is also a great place to find the information, and here is a quote from one of their articles. "Having a serving a few days a week, especially with a product that has lower levels, mean you can eat chocolate without worrying unduly." And at eatthisnotthat.com, there's a great article titled "The Five Safest Dark Chocolate Brands According to a Study on Heavy Metals." After doing the research, Marcia, I trust you can find peace with less chocolate, just as I have.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our performance segment with singer, songwriter, and sound alchemist, Victory Jones, here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition, right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, "When the student is ready, the teacher appears." Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
Well, I'm excited to say we have Victory Jones on the show. I've been saying singer, songwriter, sound alchemist. I'm going to want to know what sound alchemist is. Victory Jones, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, and I can't wait to dive right in. Sound alchemist.
Let's do it. The alchemy of sound. So I facilitate sound ceremony meditations with crystal bowls, and I sing into the sound. And that shifts and recalibrates the energy in your body. Sound actually has the ability to shift the water, molecular structure of the water in your cells, And the way that I do sound baths, quote unquote, like, you know, bathe people in sound and meditation. It's a guided meditation with my voice, speaking voice, accompanied by the sound bowls, the tones of crystal alchemy bowls, which are made from semi-precious gemstones like quartz, smoky quartz, aquamarine, different crystals, like the same crystals that you would get at like a crystal store. They are highly fired into these beautiful crystal bowls and then mixed with precious metals like gold and platinum and things like that. And I play those in a guided meditation, and then I channel and sing to the people while they're in the meditation. And it's a really a magical experience.
Yes.
So that is the alchemy of sound.
Yes. I can't wait to experience that. Actually, we're all going to get to experience a piece of that here on the show. But, you know, I have to say, talk about alchemy of sound. Here's some alchemy of words. Listen to these words written by our guest, Victory Jones. And I'd almost want to go, in a world that is that is ever changing, I choose to be myself.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Be yourself. Everyone else is taken.
That is so powerful.
Yeah.
And then you go on to list, like, I love this because as a coach, I ask people like, who just walked in the room? And you go, multifaceted, multidimensional, ethereal earth goddess with an insatiable curiosity, an artist, an entrepreneur, like you go, keep going.
Yeah, all of the things, because we can be all of the things. It's not mutually exclusive. I love this for us. We can be multidimensional, and like, you can be sexy and sacred. You can be vulgar and intelligent. You can be like, it's a yes and. I'm the yes and girl. Like, it's a yes and for me.
Like Chris Ty was saying, you could be a tiger and a rat.
Yeah, why not?
So where did this come from for you? Because we all breathe the same air, but not all of us exhale this.
I mean, life is always lifing. And then if you pay attention, you'll just notice that, like, nothing, how do I say this? It's all different expressions of the same energy, right? So like, a thing is not really the thing. It's our relationship to the thing, or what's said about the mm-hmm. things, or the judgments we place on the things. And it's like, who are we to say that, like, I don't know, like this pretty little baby is like an expression of God and it's so pure, but then like someone who like might have just killed someone is not. It's like, no, it's even though you might not like it, and it might be painful and harmful, it's all different expressions of the same energy. We're all here having this earthly human experience, right? And so it's like, everything is actually connected for me. And when you can see that everything's connected, then you'll understand how things are not always just so black and white, and that, or negative and positive. It's actually like a, like an infinity symbol that loops back into itself. And like, yes, it has different parts of it, but it's all connected. And so that's why I was like, oh, there really isn't a quote unquote duality. It's just all different expressions of the same energy. It's one energy that is expressing itself in different ways. And that's, I mean, to me, that's what's happening here with us, at least in this dimension that we know of. I don't know what's happening on other planets or in other realms in this present moment.
Oh, you might.
I mean, there's probably parts of me that are in those places that
I have a feeling
that awareness,
you do know.
But like right now, as I'm humaning right here as Victory, this is what I know to be true. It's just life, just like paying attention. And a lot of this honestly actually came to me through meditation, like just listening. You learn so much just by listening, which is important for somebody. It's important for humans, period. But it's also really important for people who make sounds with their bodies, like the people who speak and write and talk and sing. We get to be the best listeners because we're channels.
Mm. Yeah. Victory, I want to dive into the music.
Yeah,
what would you suggest we do first? We're going to get to hear a pre-recorded song. We're going to get to hear you do some sound alchemy live here with us. Where should we start first?
I whatever you want to do. I'm going to actually sing something a cappella for you guys. So you have a recorded song, which is amazing. It's from my album Antenna. You have two songs. You get to choose your own adventure today.
I choose. I choose. Listen to me. What I chose was Jump.
Yes, so, that's my anthem. I'm so glad you chose that. So I love Burning Bridges, but Jump was the first song that I wrote as a solo artist when I found my voice, and it was an anthem. I write music for myself because if I need it, that means there's millions of other people who need it. And the medicine that comes through us is not just for us, it's for the world, and we're we get to share it. So that's my anthem.
You know,
we'll
let's
talk about what it means after we play it.
Yeah, let's do that. And truth be told, actually, I chose them all because, in a sense, Burning Bridges we put up on the webpage, and so that's there. And we're gonna, you know, tell people they can go to victoryjones.com. Actually, so more of that when we come when we hear the song. So why don't we jump right in? So here's a pre-recorded song with Victory Jones from her album What?
Antenna.
Antenna on the Life Changes Show.
Everybody loves the light. Start a fire, just enough to feel the bright. Are we flying too close to the sun? Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Flesh scarred to the bone. Yeah, everybody loves light. But tell me who's ready to burn.
Yes.
I love that song.
Yes.
I love that song.
Victory Jones. Okay, so she's all over social media, of course, with some really clever names. On Facebook, she's Victory Jones Music and More. I thought that was very clever. Yeah. On Instagram, she's SRVJ.
Twitter, yeah, we can talk about that too.
SR underscore VJ. So yeah. if you're not remembering these, you can go to victoryjones.com or go to lifechangesshow.com and you'll see all the links there. And you'll get to see the video to Burning Bridges. So, yeah, there is lots to talk about. I'm sure this too feels like the first of many conversations. But we got a couple more minutes before we get to hear and end with your beautiful sound alchemy. But let's talk about Victory. Like,
yeah, let's do it.
Victory.
What do you want to know?
You know what I want. You know what I want to know. Who named you Victory?
God. So my mom, I've been blessed to be named twice. My mom and dad gave me another name. So my given name is Shay, and my chosen name is Victory. And the journey of becoming Victory has been 17 years in the making. I was having a panic attack on the floor, thought I was dying, having a quarter-life crisis during my Saturn return. And I was just like in a failed production deal, living in a city that was strange to me, and everything was falling apart. And I was just like in this victim mentality, because there's like the four quadrants of life, right? There's like life happening to you, victim. Life happening for you, a little bit better, but still not that great. Life happening through you, yay, this is awesome, this feels a lot better. And life happening as you, where it's like flow and you become one with everything, which is the quadrant I've just entered into in my 45th year. It started in my 43rd year, but I was having this panic attack on the kitchen floor, thought I was dying, and I was crying and like clutching my chest. I couldn't even get to the phone. And then I got really quiet all of a sudden, like everything became still and I couldn't, everything was super quiet. And then I just heard a voice whisper to me, what do you really want? And I just was like, I just want to win. Why can't I win? I just want to win. And so I became Victory in that moment. And then the Jones comes from like when you, like how junkies need a fix and like they're jonesing for something. Like I wanted it so bad
that
I was like, I'm jonesing for a victory. Like I'm fixated. I'm obsessed with, like, I'm jonesing for a victory. So I became Victory Jones. And my given name is Shay Ramsahai. It's like super Indian. Shout out to my parents. I'm Jamaican and Indian. And so that's where the SRVJ comes from, because it's like the Superman Clark Kent. Like, I am all the things. You can be Superman. Superman is Clark Kent. Clark Kent is Superman. But the Clark Kent is Superman's interpretation of humanity. That's wild. So like Shay is like my given name, but when I'm Victory, I'm in my Superman, right? And I'm becoming, I've become that. Like, God gave me that name to become that. And like Victory is Jaya in Sanskrit. It actually, I think, means ego death, if I'm not mistaken. And so my ego actually did die and came back to life, and now we're friends. It's like a whole, we need like a whole 2 hours to talk about this, but.
Wow, there's a book here too.
Yeah,
actually, there's a lot of songs.
There's a lot of songs. I'm working on a new album. There will be a book. It's probably gonna be called From Victim to Victory, to be honest. And yeah, that there's a lot here.
So Victory is an experience. I'm getting that. I tell you, I'm getting that. And the interesting thing is that besides that's interesting enough, you also include people in that experience. Like, you want them to be in an experience.
Absolutely. We're always co-creating every moment, even when you're alone. You're co-creating that with all of the energy and all of the things and spirits and whatever around you. Like, if you're sitting in the grass, you're co-creating that moment with nature. And when I'm in the company of people, and the people are in the company of Victory, it is we are co-creating the magic of whatever is happening together, even if we're not saying anything. If we're sitting in silence, it's our energies merging to create a whole third thing. It's like me and that other person, our energies are in the field to create like a whole, like 1 + 1 = 3. It's a synergy that creates this whole thing. So I see everything in life that way. And whether it's me doing a meditation, me singing, me having a conversation, me sitting in silence with somebody, it's what the energies are coming together to create.
So before you do your sound alchemy, help me understand this. What mm-hmm. do you mean when you say, I mean, there, I have so many questions, but this is my one last question. What do you mean when you say, I am here to remind you that you are one of one?
Each person is unique, like fingerprints and snowflakes. There's no two the same. Twins are not even the same. Identical twins are not even the same. And so there will never be another you, even if there's somebody who's like, oh, you look just like this person, or you remind me of that person, or there's a doppelganger, or again, your identical twin. Every single person, think about how fascinating that is. There will never be a carbon copy of anybody on this planet. I mean, unless we're talking about cloning, but like that's a whole other conversation. We're not going to go there, but like there, think about how fascinating that actually is. And so like people forget, and people like to compare and emulate and do all these things. And it's like, no, be you. Everyone else is taken. So like, what is the highest, purest, authentic version of yourself? How do you express that? What are you creating with that? What are you generating? Something was said earlier about like the legacy you leave is like what you give. Like, what are you creating? What are you giving? And for me, like, I'm actually in a coaching container right now. And it came to me that like, I am a fearless, connected, generous leader. And the real victory is me showing up as that and as my full self, whether I'm completely zipped up or completely a hot mess and unraveled in any given moment, and just being completely open, completely honest, completely myself in any given moment. That's the real win.
I'm trying to picture you in a couple of those scenarios. The oh my God. Mess one.
You mean like crying in the kitchen on a Tuesday? That literally happens like every Tuesday. Like, I'm that girl. Like Jeff will walk into the kitchen and I'll be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he's like, it's fine. You're fine. It's okay. You're just releasing. I'm like, I know. Thanks. You want some coffee? Like that. Why not? Why not? Like, why not? We're here to live this experience. Like let life flow through you. That is life happening as you. And it's like, we experience all of these things. And that's how I got to the place, like the first question you asked me, like, how did I discover that I'm all these things? How did I not know I was all these things when I can experience them? That means that, like, that doesn't mean I quote unquote am all these things, but the fact that I can experience them means something, right? So like, there's like a lot of things I say to myself in meditation. Like I go through this whole, like, I am everything and no thing. I am everyone and no one. I'm everywhere and nowhere, to like drop myself into this liminal space to remind myself that I'm connected to everything. And it's like, if I'm connected to everything, that means I get to experience everything. And so like, yeah, it's a yes and. So I can be this person who like makes sounds with her body, and I can also be quiet as a monk in a cave, and I'm cool with either one, you know? But it's like, whenever it's time to do the things and I feel it inside of myself to be in either vibration, I allow myself to do that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, thank you for that. And now it's time to do that thing.
Yeah.
Alchemy thing.
I'm actually gonna sing you guys a song, but here's what we'll do. We'll do like a mini meta into this song called Voice in the Wild. I like to end some of my meditations with this song. It's actually the ninth song on my album, and 29 is the number of completion, and this is my 45th year. And the song's called Voice in the Wild, and it's about a return to natural living. But really, it's about a return to your intuition, because a lot of the times we're so in our minds that we're not really listening to our heart and not really listening to like the whispers of our soul. So that's what the song is about, and using the metaphor of like urban living for how unnatural we've allowed ourselves to become and how far removed from our humanity. Like, we create these things outside of ourselves when we're actually the original and ultimate technology. It's like, it's us in nature, right? So it's like the song is about that. And so what I like to do is just kind of settle in, and we'll start it right now. Just kind of settle in and just kind of feel where you're at, and gently close your eyes. And just start to experience how the awareness shifts when you close your eyes. And maybe just take a moment to just notice. Just notice. And now, as you're noticing, just gently draw your awareness to the breath. Just notice how it feels in the body. And then maybe begin to slow down the inhales, lengthening the exhales. And just notice how that feels without judgment, without the need to try to control or fix. And just allow yourself to breathe and be here in this moment. Neon lights, hypnotic city sounds like lullabies. Overhead, the winged machines soar like birds of paradise. There's a safety here in numbers. Does a piece of you fit in? There's a calm here in the system, a place for everything. And the voice in the wild is calling you, indigo child is wanting you. I think it's time to go home. Yeah, it's time to go home. Maybe it's time to go home. Yeah, it's time to go home. Skyscrapers, how they sparkle. All these rooms with no space between. Every brick tells a story. Living and breathing electric dreams. There's a safety here in numbers, but you're finding it harder to fit in. There's a glitch here in the system, with no reboot to start again. And the voice in the wild is calling you. Indigo child is wanting you. I think it's time to go home. Yeah, it's time to go home. Maybe it's time to go home. Yeah, it's time to go home. And when you're ready, bringing your hands over your heart to reconnect with yourself in that breath, in this moment, and just taking some time to steep yourself in gratitude, to bathe yourself in love and surrender to this moment. Just gently and silently saying to yourself with this next breath, thank you, I love you, I'm listening. And gently fluttering the eyes open, keeping a fixed gaze, bringing a smile to your face. Smiling is optional and widely encouraged. We love it here, it's funny here. Remember, you can't take this thing called life too seriously. Nobody gets out alive anyway.
Oh, I've had a smile the whole time.
That's amazing.
You're amazing. Victory Jones, thank you so much.
Thank you.
What a pleasure. What an amazing experience. This whole show, what a perfect way to end this great show. Again, victoryjones.com, just like it sounds. And we have all her links as Life Changes Show. But SRVJ or on Instagram, or Victory Jones Music and More on Facebook, and SR_VJ on Twitter. Find her music where music is sold and heard and watched and seen, and look forward to live experiences with you.
Yeah, I would love that.
So please do share.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I will.
It's a pleasure. And with a big thank you once again to Victory Jones and to Chris Tai. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Lejeure, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.